We are super excited to have our very first in-studio, in the Goddess Vibe studio, interview with Julie from Artistry of Serendipity.
Yes. Her whole vibe, right, is positivity. Yeah. And like the way that she made kind of the move to like doing stuff on her own and really embracing her creativity, really focusing her life more around that is so relatable.
Yeah.
You know, and the way that she tells it and the way that she did it will resonate so deeply.
Everybody's going to love it. And if you are somebody who's also like started an Instagram or social media account and you're just like, why am I not growing my followers? Why am I not growing my audience? Like, she has over 100,000 followers.
Yeah.
That growth happened in a year. She went from 10,000 last year to over 100,000 followers. She's still growing every day.
Yeah.
So check out her Instagram.
Yep.
The interview, she gives you some insights into like the piece of magic that can help you on this journey, which everyone's always trying to learn how to grow their Instagram. So
yeah, if you're looking at the puzzle of yours and you're going, man, this one piece just doesn't quite fit right.
Yeah.
Listen up.
Listen in.
Tune in.
Welcome to Manifestation and Mimosas. I'm Sophia.
And I'm Nicole. And if you're ready to put yourself first and answer the calling you've been feeling, then we're here to help. Prepare to unlock your power and start living as your truest self.
So join us for an uncensored and slightly buzzed manifestation chat where we share real stories, guidance, and follow-along challenges to help you level up and be the boss bitch you truly are.
Welcome to episode 13.
Ooh.
Lucky 13.
Yes.
That's my birthday.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Awesome. Okay, so today we are interviewing Julie Oliveros. I am ridiculously excited for this.
Me too.
No joke.
Me too.
So you have obviously over 100,000 followers on Instagram.
Yes.
You're for real like a celeb.
Well, I don't know if I'd go that far, but it is exciting.
It feels that way. Yeah. It feels that way for me. Okay, so you have tons of businesses and tons of endeavors, it seems like, and everything that you do, you seem to do with like such positivity, like such, you can see it from a mile away.
Oh, I love that.
And it has inspired me in countless ways that I cannot wait to share with you. Okay, so the whole episode's going to be about power of positivity. So welcome, Julie.
Thank you.
Okay, so I'm super excited.
Thank you.
We will start pretty basically. Like, where did you start?
Oh my gosh, how far back do we want to go? So basically, I started kind of my own business about, gosh, my kids were home. I used to be in the working world, and I wasn't very happy, and I was just kind of doing a, you know, full-time office job, and I just never felt like that was really me. And then I had my first, you know, child, and I was still working, had my second child, and then my husband just woke up one day, and he was like, you know, what if you just stayed home with our kids? And I was like, really? And I just always thought they were going to be in daycare, and I was just going to continue on working. And I actually worked for a bank. I was a branch manager, and that's just like so not who I am when I think about, you know, who Julie is. That's probably why I wasn't super happy. And then, so I started staying home when my daughter was newborn. So gosh, it's been now 15 years.
Wow.
And then I was, you know, staying home, just, you know, being a mom to them. And then I just started thinking, what can I do to help our family where I can still be home with them, but use my creative skills and help bring some money to our household.
Totally.
And so, I think it was probably like 2012. Yeah, because 10 years. I started doing a sign business. So I just started making some signs at home. I started with a small little craft fair because my sister was doing something. And I was like, oh, yeah, I think I could like paint a sign and bring some stuff there. And so, then some of my friends were like, oh my gosh, will you make me one? Will you make me one? And so it kind of like just kind of started snowballing. And so that turned into Signs of Serendipity was a business that I created on my own. And just, you know, that's, I'm still doing it part-time on the side, but it really helped our family.
Yeah.
And it morphed into different things throughout the years. And I was using my creative, you know, skills that that's really who I am. I'm a pretty... I think of myself as a pretty creative person mm-hmm. versus like, you know, sitting in an office all day long. And so it was really fun for me to be doing something that I loved, but yeah. I was home with my kids and I got to make my own schedule and stuff. So that started, you know, then. And like I said, it's morphed into different things. I did a little bit of hair and makeup along the side. And now I'm still doing some of the signs, but I'm doing stuff that I like really, really, really love. Oh, and I'm
love
just,
that.
Yeah, it's so I guess I'm glad that you think of me as a positive, uplifting totally. Person, because I feel like I'm finally doing something that I'm passionate about. And I love all aspects of all of the little work that I do.
I think anyone that follows you, you know, on social media or whatever, or meets you in person, can't miss it. Oh. You just can't. You really exude it. You do. Oh. So I think that your story will resonate so deeply with our listeners who are mostly female.
Yeah.
And who a lot of them are going like, I'm not super happy where I am. And mm-hmm. I know what makes me happy, but I don't know how to make that transition. Mm-hmm. And so you mm-hmm. made that transition.
Yeah.
When I actually, the very first time I met you, I did a sign workshop.
Oh, yeah.
And I made the you and me. Oh. Since and my husband and I have been together since 2003, and so it rhymed. And I remember being like, "This is the most amazing sign I've ever made." And you were so gracious, awesome. And you were like, "All the different colors." You had a template, yes. like it was just so perfect. It was yes. such a fun night.
Yeah,
and I remember just kind of you standing out and me being like, "That is a girl to follow."
Oh,
really? I like I just that. Felt like you were so.
Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Do you still do sign workshops?
I had so much fun with those sign workshops. I don't anymore. Everything kind of fizzled when we went into the COVID years.
Yes.
And,
yeah.
And so I stopped doing the workshops, and but I had a blast doing those. So yeah. for so long, I was just kind of alone in my garage making signs, like, you know, kind of a hermit. You know, didn't get out, get to talk to anyone. And then when I did the workshops, I was like, oh my gosh, this is fabulous, because I love, you know, interacting with yeah. people, and I had a blast at all of them. So I'm glad to hear that you did yeah. too.
So where is your heart at? Is it in like makeup? Is it in like what brings out that power for you? Because I feel like that's the yeah. niche, right? It's
yeah.
like doing these things makes me feel empowered.
Yeah.
And so where is it, like, where is the real spark of joy?
I mean, I am having so much fun with like my reels on Instagram right
yes.
now. I just feel like I get to do them whenever I want to do them. I share them with people. I do a ton of hair reels right now. And yeah. I've
my
always
side part that came from
yeah.
that
okay. I've always had fun, you know, creating new, you know, styles. And so I feel like that right now is probably. And I also love working at the boutique. I love fashion. I love yeah. hair. I love makeup. So I'm glad that I get to do a little bit of everything right now. But really, I think just, you know, I think the reels right now are a blast.
Totally.
So that's what's bringing me a lot of joy.
Are huge.
Yeah, they're super cute. So like, what's your advice for, because doing the reels, doing live videos and all of that stuff mm-hmm. on Instagram mm-hmm. is super like intimidating.
Yeah.
But you're super cute at it. And like, what's your tips for?
Well, man, I'll tell you, it took a long time to finally like catch. And so I've just been, I think when I first started on Instagram, I was like so caught up in like looking at other people and thinking, how are they doing it? How are they making it? And I was trying to, you know, figure out who I am. And then it's so easy to compare yourself to other people and think, well, maybe I should be doing that. Maybe I should be doing that. And then I realized, you know what? I'm just going to be me, and I'm going to keep being me and what brings me joy. And then all of a sudden, it just kind of started clicking. And I just, I was stuck, I think, forever around, you know, a couple thousand followers. And then I was so excited last year when I hit 10K. And actually, you were the winner of my 10K giveaway.
That was my first intentional
manifestation. And you had already done the sign workshop at that point?
Oh, yeah. So that was pre-COVID.
You guys are connected. Like,
I know. It's so weird. It's so crazy. And now it's pretty cool because it came full circle. Now I hit 100K and I'm about to do another giveaway. And here I am sitting with you.
Yay! Okay. We're going to boost that.
Yeah.
Sure.
So anyway, I just decided, you know what, I'm not going to try to be what anyone else is doing. I'm just going to be me and keep doing what I enjoy doing and just be true to myself.
Yeah.
And then it just, I don't know, I feel like it's clicking, it's working.
And
I'm glad that I, you know, have found what I enjoy doing. And
yeah, so that honestly segues so perfectly because, of course, our Manifestation and Mimosas podcast is called Manifestation and Mimosas, not just because we love champagne, which we do, nice, but because we like to manifest our lives and we mm-hmm. think that everyone has the power to do that. So being able to manifest anything, you have to be so in touch with your truest self or like your highest self. Is that, has manifestation been a part of your language? Has it been a part of your life? Like, is it ever something that you thought like, oh, I am intentionally manifesting this like joy or this, you know, growth?
Yeah.
Or was it like, oh, that's what I'm doing? Like, was it, has it always been a part of your life or is it even now?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely feel like I try to stir every day just with a positive thought. And mm-hmm. If you follow me on Instagram every morning, I do just that. I sit there and I have my coffee. I do a quick little devotion on my couch and I always start with a positive thought, and it's always working around, you know, what's going on in my life. But I love that it reaches so many other people and they can, you know, they message me and say, oh, thank you, I needed that today, or, yeah, you know, so I'm always trying to start with a positive thought and move that direction, you know, throughout yeah. the day. But yeah, it's definitely glass is half full all the time rather than half empty is my mantra in life. So,
but you do. I feel like I'm just so like inspired by you, and I wonder how it feels to be the person that is inspiring others. And not in, it's almost not intentional in my view, and totally correct me if I'm wrong, but it seems like you inspire your own life and naturally the ripple effect is inspiring everyone else.
It's amazing.
You.
It keeps me going, really, because when people reach out to me and tell me things like that, or even you just saying that, you know, it fuels me. And it's like, I love that I'm just a girl here, you know, on Instagram but I'm having a positive effect on others, and I that just brings me such joy. So
I love that.
Yeah
I feel like it's very, I feel like sometimes, like you said, every morning you start with like a small devotion, or like mm-hmm. some of our listeners will start like with an affirmation or something mm-hmm. that's mm-hmm. bringing you positivity in your day mm-hmm. and when it clicks that you are not necessarily giving that out to something outside of you and hoping for something, some positivity in return, but to know that it's within you.
Yeah.
Does that make any sense? Like you're mm-hmm. giving that positivity to like your highest self or whatever, your source, your God, whatever it is, mm-hmm. and knowing that it's not something you give out and expect to come back, but it's always within you. It's always inside of you. And like, that's the drive. Maybe that's the click of being like,
oh yeah,
when you were like, I'm comparing myself to everyone else.
Yeah.
And then realize like, you know what? I'm just going to be me.
Yeah.
And bam. Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
It just totally happens. It just comes together. I think that's super beautiful.
Yeah. I think it's such a beautiful message because like, that's what we tell our audience is like mm-hmm. being your authentic self is the most important thing. Mm-hmm. That's when mm-hmm. the magic happens. Like you said, you know, same thing on my Instagram, like, It's you got to stop thinking of like, what do people want to hear?
Yeah.
And what do I want to say?
Yeah.
Like when you flip that switch, you know, the magic happens.
Yeah.
Like it's a beautiful moment.
Yeah.
So I love that.
My next question, I guess, is how we have covered, right? That you really ooze positivity. You are just a beaming example of it. When something happens, either in your life or in your community or, you know, however you are spending your time that you don't love, that mm-hmm. you don't like, something has happened that's, you know, giving you real negativity. Mm-hmm. How do you face that adversity and keep a positive attitude? Like, do you have a mantra? Do you have, like, what's your process of going through that? I know that there have been times that, you know, things have happened in the Sherwood community for sure. Mm-hmm. Or like personally, mm-hmm. I know you have a skincare journey, mm-hmm. skin cancer journey that is terrifying to me, and I'm sure a lot of people, like, how do you stay positive through those things?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely feel like this sounds kind of cliche, but I love the saying that says, don't worry about tomorrow because it takes away today's peace.
Oh, yeah.
And so, or something along those lines. I truly believe that. And I feel like, what good does it do us to worry and to stress other than bring us down. So I try to look for the good in every situation, even with COVID, you know, when everything came to a screeching halt and my kids, you know, stopped their sports programs and we were all just home. And, but, you know, talking to them now, that was some of the best days of their life. And it's so crazy to say that, but I felt like it forced us all to slow down. And even me, like my business was thriving. I was doing, like you said, those workshops and I was busy. But then I felt like that pause, in hindsight now, was just what we all needed to slow down and enjoy each other's company, because, you know, life goes by so fast. So, and then, like you mentioned with my skin cancer, you know, that was huge. And that's been a struggle to deal with. But it's something that I've just been given. And I feel like I've used it on my social media platform. And so many people have reached out to me and said, thank you for sharing your story, because now I'm getting my skin checked and they caught this and they caught that. And I would have never thought about it until you mentioned it. And so, you know, I feel like God's giving me these challenges and I'm hopefully helping others by talking about them and shedding light on them.
I guarantee you are. Yeah. I mean, like, without a doubt.
Yeah. And I love that, because I was actually listening to something yesterday and the guy was talking about his wife. She was having a baby and she was like in so much pain, and she was like between contractions, she would tell him like, calm down. Like, this is the most purposeful pain I've ever had.
Oh, yeah.
And then he started talking about when you're attaching purpose, like we talked about Lady Gaga and her, you know, she experiences the fibromyalgia, you know, the skin's cancer, the things we go through. If you can attach a purpose to it, like you said, it's your story. Mm-hmm. It's, you can help teach other people from it. If you can attach purpose to anything, like that, that's the sweet spot of life. Like, that's the radical acceptance, which we've talked about as well. Like, just like owning it and being at peace with it and accepting it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. I did read once that worrying is like praying for things that you don't want.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's what I'm doing.
Totally.
I was like, time to rework that a little bit.
Yes.
So can I ask you, and you totally do not have to share if you don't want to, did you first notice something like a mole or something, right? Like, just for if anyone listening is going like, gosh, I do have this thing that I'm just not sure about.
Yeah.
What kind of was it? Was it your doctor noticed it, or did you, or how did that play out?
I noticed it. So it was like 7 years ago, I think, was the first incident. And I just noticed something on my stomach, and it was kind of like a little bit raised something. Almost felt like maybe a little like a pimple or something, you know, on my stomach. And I thought that was strange. And then, of course, I try not to Google things, but
oh my gosh. I always say I'm not going to do it. And 30 seconds later, I'm
deep. Yeah. So then I just couldn't even sleep that night. Couldn't wait to call my dermatologist in the morning and say, hey, can I get in and have this looked at? So anyway, they did find skin cancer. That was a little skin cancer. And thankfully, it was just basal cell.
Mm-hmm.
But then shortly after that, we discovered more skin cancer, and I had some on my face, and I had to have major surgery, and actually two surgeries. I had more on my chest. I can't even count how many I've had now. But thankfully, most of them have been basal cell cancer. Mm-hmm. And I did have my first run with melanoma last year, that was terrifying. So that's when it just got to the next level. So I did have to have a pretty major surgery for melanoma. And I have another surgery actually this week.
Gosh.
So it is something. I get my skin checked every 6 months. So since 7 years ago when I first noticed something strange, I do go in for 6-month checkups. And we do a full body scan. And every time we seem to find more skin cancer. And so it's something I feel like. With me, I think growing up in the 90s and going to tanning beds.
Totally.
And, you know, was not a healthy choice.
The little heart stickers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? Yep. All of that. Yeah. That now you're like, okay, yes, no, thank you.
So, you know, and I do love the sun. I love being outdoors. But I haven't let it like change my life now. I do wear a lot of sunscreen, but I'm still out in the great outdoors. I love vitamin D. It brings me joy.
Yeah.
And so I'm not letting it like totally alter my life, you know? So I just try to be more careful. And I think it's actually been great to share it on my platform and help others, you know.
Yeah.
You know, address what maybe they were kind of ignoring. So.
Yeah. I mean, if they're is someone listening that's like, gosh, I do kind of have this weird like pimple that won't go away, or you know, a bump or what, like what's your advice to them?
Yeah, I mean, definitely get it checked. And all of my skin cancers, I'll say, have looked a little different. So
they're
a wide range of things. But and actually the melanoma on my back, my daughter noticed when she was applying a self tanner on my back. So I do a lot of self tanner.
Because you're like, I'm still gonna be tan.
Yeah,
I'm still healthy. Have to be tan.
Yeah. And so, you know, she noticed that. And so it's strange places like that you don't really look at every day. And so, and then I looked in the mirror and I was like, what is that? You know? So definitely, I think peace of mind and getting it checked is better than sitting back and worrying about it and thinking about it and letting it fester. So if you have anything suspicious, I'd say just go get it checked and address it. And then hopefully, you know, you can catch it and nip it in the bud and get rid of it. So.
Yeah.
I find myself asking people because so it runs in my family as well. My dad's had basal cell and squamous cell. And my sister had a basal cell on her face. And so we have lots of moles removed all the time. But I find myself in conversations, I'm looking at people's moles and I'm like, have you had that checked?
Yeah.
And usually they're like, yeah, it's cool. And I'm like, I don't know if I think it's that.
Yeah.
Like, I try not to do that. But you know, you want people like, do you even know how serious it could be?
Yes.
Like, melanoma is a real deal. You know, you got to take care of that.
Yeah.
So I have a mole on the side of my jaw. And Soph was like,
have I asked you?
Yeah. She was like, is that new? Where'd you get that? I'm like, seriously, it's been there like my entire life. Like, don't stress.
Yeah.
But then I will go like, hey, does this look normal to you?
Yeah.
Because, you know, but I think to that point, don't just go to your friends and family, right? Like, go to a professional.
Yes.
My husband, and I think so typical to men, is they're like, I'm just not going to go to the doctor. Yeah. Because if I don't go, then maybe it's not real. Maybe it doesn't exist. And I'm like, your refusal to see someone who is a professional in this, you know, space does not change the outcome.
Yeah.
You're not
right.
You're not going to change the outcome by not finding out.
Mm-hmm.
You're only going to delay.
Yes.
What you could be doing, and you know, you could be saying, okay, I'm ready to work. I'm ready to face whatever it's bringing me. I'm ready to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, instead of going, I'm just going to pretend like it doesn't happen. It doesn't exist.
Yeah. Stick your head in the sand.
Totally. Yeah. No, that's not cool.
Yeah.
That's super powerful.
Yeah.
I think that's really, you know, I think a lot of people will resonate with that too. And I hope that your surgery this week goes well. Yeah. Obviously sending you like all the positivity.
Thank you.
God, I just would never, if you didn't share it, no one would ever know that you faced anything.
Yeah.
Like, that's, I think, maybe what like boggles my mind about you is that like everything. You're just naturally, even, you know, when things are going wrong, you have such a natural way of like shifting to such positivity. And I just hope to live in that. And I think that it's
fantastic. We're absorbing your energy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
That's why we do these interviews for our own. Like, just take a piece of you home with us.
For sure.
It wasn't comfortable sharing it when I first decided to go public on my Instagram with it. You know, I was like, oh, because it's definitely vulnerable.
Yeah. Did you battle with that? Like, do I share it? Do I not?
Yeah. I was like, do I want to like bring people down? And, you know, but then I was like, you know, this is who I am. This is what I'm dealing with. And I felt like it was being fake to not talk about it.
Yes.
Because if I am going through something, I'm not going to get on there and be like, hi guys, everything's great. How's, you know, here's what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And deny and, you know, ignore that. And so I felt really good about sharing it, especially after hearing more people coming forward and saying how it helped them or, you know, thank you for reminding us. And so anyway,
we did an episode on toxic positivity. And basically, that's it, right? Is going like, I'm going to artificially say everything's fine, or that like, oh, don't worry, when maybe it's something you're allowed to worry about. Maybe it's something that you're allowed to be like, it's okay to have the fear of something without thinking, you know, okay, now everything's going wrong. Like, I think that maybe that's part of like, what makes you so genuine and so authentic is it's not a toxic positivity way. It's not, I'm going to go on and pretend everything's fine. I'm going to go on and be really authentic and say, this is what's going on with me and this is how I'm handling it. And that's a positive way.
Good.
Yeah. So I think that that's rad. Yeah.
Can I ask you to, so the episode that's airing tomorrow is all about self-love and we've committed to August being our whole month of self-love and learning to accept the things about your body or your personality or whatever you were given, your life, and how to, you know, radically accept and love yourself. Do you have any, like, tell us a little bit about self-love for you. Do you have any struggles or wins you can share with us?
You got to be happy with who you are, right? You know, I mean, God made us all different. We're all different in our own unique way, and we should just embrace that. And I think self-love is easier to accept when you stop comparing yourself to others, you know? And so, and it's so hard in this day and age, I think, to not do that when we're shoved, you know, in our faces all day long, looking at these perfect lives on social media.
And the highlight reel.
And so, I don't know, it's easier said than done, but it's, you got to try to not fall into that rabbit hole and wishing you were something you're not, because chances are those people aren't really that perfect. Their lives really might not be that perfect.
So you also have, because our children, I have a son and a daughter, and I think they're 1 year younger. So my son's going to be a senior. My daughter's going to be a freshman.
We're exactly sophomore and freshman in college.
So having, I do think that having a teenage boy and having a teenage girl are different, and I think that my son kind of exudes this confidence that I'm like, where'd you get that, you know? And my daughter does as well. She is so just, you should meet her, she's fantastic. But it's hard to struggle a little bit with self-love. That's just personally something that I, you know, work on all the time every day. But the social media aspect is intense, because I know that there are images that she's seeing and like, you know, videos or whatever, and going like, well, I don't look like that, or that's not what my life looks like, or my house looks like, or whatever, right? Or my mom, I mean, I have a full-time job, right? Like, all of the comparisons, how to like help her manage that is really teaching me about myself a little bit. Do you struggle with any of that?
Like, I mean, I just think about even my kid's childhood is so different than my childhood, you know? And even how the things I, you know, did, like, you know, I thought I was having fun with my girlfriends and the, you know, when I was in high school, but we were super silly and nowhere near as you know, advanced and beautiful as all these kids these days. But yes, I mean, I think it is an issue that we have to deal with at this day and age with our children, and trying to teach, you know, remind them what's real, and you don't have to grow up so fast, and it's okay to be, you know, silly and I don't know. It's
I think that you're, because you're on social media, obviously, like that's a really huge platform for you. I think that you show authenticity there. And so I think that that's something I would, I'm happy for my daughter to follow. You know, there's some things that I'm not happy for her to follow. And, and your page obviously is.
Does she follow me?
I hope so. I'm always sending her pages. Like, follow this, like follow this, like self-love, this like whatever, right?
I want to hear more about your hair. So you do a lot of hair stuff on there and makeup. Where did that passion come from? Is it something you've always had?
It's so funny because like I've always enjoyed doing that. And even when I was, you know, just doing my signs full time, I still enjoyed doing like hair and makeup and the whole fashion thing. And so now I feel like I get to do this almost as a job. It's, I mean, it's not a job, but I get to share it, and it's made my platform grow. So I don't know. It's just, it's all a part of my creative being, I guess. I just think, you know, everything I do right now is stemming from my creativity, which is fabulous, because I don't feel like it's work. All of the stuff that I do, you know, they say if you love what you do, you never feel like you're working a day in your life. And so I'm just thankful that I get to do that. So yeah, I don't know. It just kind of, I started doing a few hair reels and it just took off. People enjoy, you know, seeing things that they can attempt to do at home easily. And so I try to keep it simple, keep it fun, and you know, it's good to spice things up and, you know, give yourself a little boost and try something new.
So. You are giving that to the world. I love it.
Oh, thank you.
I love it so much. Okay, so I do want to tell you really quick one little story. So we talked about like early on the 10K follower, the thing that giveaway that I won.
Yeah.
So I had just kind of really dug back into like, okay, I'm going to really manifest my life. I'm going to meditate regularly. I'm going to see these changes because I've always like unintentionally manifested things. And it's been a journey of learning for me. Mm-hmm. So when I really started like, okay, I am going to really put my intention here. I was like, just things were happening, popping up, right? I won tickets to this festival in Texas. I won like all these, like all
this. Call it this festival. It was Austin City Limits.
Austin City Limits.
You're kidding.
Just sold out every year.
No big deal.
Massive stars. Like it was, it was unreal.
That and
like
awesome. Tickets.
Your girl won it. Okay. Oh, so, but it was right around that time. And I saw that you were like, oh, I'm doing this giveaway. And I was like, oh yeah, that's great. Like in my mind, I was like, I remember her. We did the sign, like how rad, right? And I'd obviously followed you since then. So I was like, I'm going to enter and then let it go, which I think is key, right? So then I'm not thinking about it. In a couple of days or whatever, however long later, I come home and I'm scrolling Instagram and I'm watching stories and I see yours and it's like, I'm like watching stories and I see this message pop up and maybe I wasn't super educated on Instagram, but it was like, you know, Julie has a message for you. And I was like, oh, that's I, for whatever reason, I was like, maybe it's an ad. Like, cause oh, I think well, like I'm already always being targeted. Yeah. Right? But it was like, Julie has a message for you. And I'm like, yeah, right. I bet she does. And then I see your story and it was like a countdown to the winner. Yeah. And I watch it go like bing to zero. Yeah. And I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. And I remember I get kind of like goosebumpy just because it's such a weird story for me. I remember at the time thinking, God, I want to send love to whoever wins that. Like, I hope someone is so happy. 100% not thinking it's me. So I sent like a heart emoji eyes face to you and you responded and you were like, you won, dumb. You didn't say dumb, but it, that's like, I was like, what?
You won, dumb. Yeah.
So oh I was like,
you're
no.
kidding.
Mm-mm. No, it was all happening like right in real time. So then I responded and I was like, are you joking? Yeah. I was like, why would you lie? How mean? Yeah. And you were like, no, seriously. Like, I'm trying to send you this, like, like I need your address. Like, I need your, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, I was unbelievably top of the world. And I remember, I feel like I even like, I don't remember
you
if like, I text you or I called you and I was like, dude, this manifestation is not a joke. Like, this shit is real. So happy about it. And really, you and that giveaway and that whole deal, like, propelled
that
this
amazing
forward motion.
Oh my gosh. Now I have goosebumps.
I know. It was right after that, I think, that I won the Austin City Limits.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, I think we talked about it on, like, episode one or whatever.
Yeah,
we're like,
early.
We even said, we're manifesting having her on.
Yeah!
Oh my gosh.
Well, okay, so then I was like, I'm totally going to interview. When Soph was like, I want you to do this podcast with me, I was like, yeah. Immediately, first thought was like, we should interview Julie. You're just so positive. Gosh. You're so like exude like all of that fun energy that we like are trying to like share and live in. I do have, I guess, a question too. If there is, what's your advice for someone who wants to tap into that creative side like you had done? Like where should they start? What should they maybe think about while they're pursuing that? Like what advice would you give them to help them propel themselves forward?
I mean, if you're thinking about it, you might as well just go for it. See what happens, you know, be true to yourself in the journey. And if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
Yeah.
So don't give up, you know, don't, you know, get caught up in the comparison game. Don't think you need to skyrocket right from the beginning. Mm-hmm. You know, it might be a slow process, but if that is what drives you, you know, keep pursuing that, because life is too short to be doing something that you don't truly enjoy and that you're not using your passion towards.
Yeah.
So.
And I love that you have like multiple passions too. Like I think you do not have to settle for one, right? Like you have the signs and you do hair and you do makeup and you're, you know, the cupcake stuff. And like, it's just all, it's all very different.
Yeah.
But you love it.
Oh, I know. I mean, there's been times my husband has been like, Julie, why don't you just like, you know, just go get a full-time job, have one job, you know? And I was like, no, I like to have 13.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But again, if you're doing stuff that you love, it doesn't feel like work. And like when I go work at the boutique, it's like, I don't feel like I'm going to a job. I have so much fun when I'm there. It's like, I love being there and I love doing what I do at home. So it's just, I'm thankful for this life where I get to do a little bit of everything that I love and that other people are enjoying what I do. It makes me feel even better.
I think the first step is the hardest step.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, always. That's the hardest part is to go, like, because you can think about, I'm currently struggling with that, right? Thinking about, okay, this next step I really want to take is kind of a big one. I'm ready to commit. I know that, but I'm just so scared kind of to like really jump all the way in.
Yeah.
I think that the first step is the hardest step, but
yes,
you know, taking it maybe is the most important.
Yeah.
And we did too. One of our episodes, we talked about if you try something and it doesn't work out, it doesn't mean that you have failed, right? Mm-hmm. You can go like, that pushed me towards doing this other thing, or I'm going to recognize that maybe my joy isn't here, but what I did find was my joy was in this other layer of it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like just trying it out.
Oh yeah. Totally.
Yeah. Go for it.
Yeah. Do it. Yeah. Yeah.
Keep going. What's next for you? Like, what's your future dreams, plans, anything you can share with us?
Oh gosh. I really don't know. I kind of live life day by day. I'd love to keep growing my social media. I'd love to just keep sharing the things that I love.
Yeah.
I mean, who knows? Who knows?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what I want to be when I grow up. But I'm just happy that right now I'm really happy with what I'm doing. I think it would be fun to, you know, keep growing my social media and see where that takes me.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay. So speaking of all of your socials, where can people find you?
I'm currently Instagram, Artistry of Serendipity, and I'm on Facebook as well. But Instagram, I think, is really mostly because I do a lot of stories and things on there. I try to do a lot of reels. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's where I am social media wise. Otherwise, I work at a local clothing boutique, and
which I love.
And I still do some signs on the side.
Yeah. In your bio, in your Instagram, you have all some of the things that you use most, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Things that I love. I also do sell some makeup online as well. So, yes, but I try to share links all the time, and everything that I love, I want to share with you guys.
Oh, so, you're so sweet.
And can you tell us really quick, because the branding piece is really important for people starting Instagrams or businesses, whatever. The serendipity word. What does this mean to you? Like, give us a little insights into what that means.
Oh my gosh. I just have always loved the meaning behind serendipity, like things happening on accident, but on purpose, you know, along those lines. And so I was just sitting there back, you know, 10 years ago when I first was making my sign business, and I just felt like it was like a happy accident, you know, like, oh, here, you know, this is something I didn't know was going to morph into anything. And here it's, you know, something kind of wonderful. And so I just thought at that time my business was Signs of Serendipity. And I just thought that had a nice ring to it. So it's morphed along the way. Now I'm Artistry of Serendipity. I want to keep that serendipity, you know, meaning in what I do.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's meaningful to me.
I love it.
Well, that is amazing. You should be super proud of yourself.
Yeah,
thank you.
Feel like you have such a beautiful
life.
Thank
you. You guys are awesome. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad you came. I'm so glad you did. This is like real, true. I feel like sometimes my manifestations, I don't think of like, it's this small piece and it really blossoms into this. And that is this interview for me.
Yes.
I'm like living in that energy.
I love it.
Yes, we literally did say we were manifesting this episode one. So
I know. Yeah. I just want to thank you guys for having me. I love what you guys are doing. Yeah. And I think it's amazing and wonderful. And just keep on keeping on.
Yes. And you too. Your positive energy is like such a light in the world. So
thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a real ripple. I think it really reaches a lot of people.
That's awesome. That's my goal.
Yay.
All right. So
cheers to that.
Yeah, we always end with a cheers and cheers. Just say, thank you everyone for tuning in.
Yeah, totally. Thanks,
thank
Julie.
You. Thank you guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
How energizing was that?
Amazing. It was awesome.
Fantastic. I think maybe the one takeaway from the entire episode is really where she said, when I stopped comparing myself to others and yes. I started just doing exactly what was aligned for me, the floodgates broke open. If you take nothing away from that episode except that one piece, I mean, make sure that's the one that sticks, because it was just words of wisdom.
Yes.
For sure.
I love it. We also followed up with Julie. She had her surgery.
Yes.
She shared the results on her Instagram, mm-hmm. but she was able to do one pass at the Mohs surgery yeah. and had clear margins and all of that. So sending her love and yeah. healing. But the one takeaway was be yourself. Number yes. two was get your skin checked.
No shit.
All right, people.
Wear your sunscreen.
Wear your sunscreen. Babes. Get your skin checked. Yep. Take care of your beautiful skin, yep. ladies. Yep. And all right, we'll leave you with that.
So great.
Okay. Cheers.
Yay, cheers.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for coming to party with us. Please leave us a review and let us know what you thought of the episode. And remember, girl, you are a badass, manifesting, conscious creator of your reality.
Follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and join our Facebook group for more in-depth conversations and to participate in challenges, share your manifestation journey. We absolutely would love to hear it. Cheers.